business. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program where you may take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Got a couple of police/photographer-related stories wherein the police are harassing, threatening, or arresting photographers all around the country. And, of course, the best source for stories like this is photographyisnotacrime.com.
Our friend sure are.
Carlos Miller is the man when it comes to keeping track of stories from all around the country about the police threatening people for the dastardly crime of taking photos. And one of the recent pieces over there from July 16th, speaking of Detroit, they just filed bankruptcy, and the police there are not a not very professional. Detroit police arrested a newspaper photojournalist as she was recording them, making an arrest last week. Usually you hear them picking on the men that have the cameras, but in this case, Mandy Wright of the Detroit Free Press had crossed the street and was standing on a public sidewalk in an area that was not closed off by police when a cop walked up to her and ordered her to back up, which she did. He then ordered her to turn off the iPhone that she was using. See, because if
that
you do
was
the
really
first thing,
what it was about.
Yeah, if you do the first thing that they ask you to do, there will be a second thing. Almost every time the police or any government bureaucrat, a lot of them are really into control. They're really into telling you what to do, and so whether or not they have a badge, I've seen janitors give innocent people orders.
Innocent orders.
Yep. So
they work for the government.
Yeah, they feel like they're imbued with authority. So anyway, she was ordered then to turn off the iPhone she was using to record, which she didn't do, identifying herself as a journalist for the Detroit Free Press. "I don't care who you are," the cop said, snatching the phone, which is when the video cuts out. And naturally, that's where the story changes to indicate that Ms. Wright was the aggressor. According to the Detroit Free Press, police say they are looking into the conduct of photographer Mandy Wright and the actions of an officer who ordered her to stop filming and wrestled her phone away from her. They are also looking into the disappearance of a memory card from her newspaper-issued iPhone and whether she was briefly left alone with the crime suspect whom she'd been filming. Wright, who's 47, was arrested Thursday after she and a reporter came upon an arrest scene near downtown Detroit. Police at the scene said Wright tussled with an officer after he had confiscated her iPhone. Wright said she was concentrating on taking her video and didn't realize the man who grabbed her phone was a police officer. Wright was handcuffed and later, she said, put in an interrogation room with the suspect. She later said she didn't know the man approaching her was a police officer and thought he was an angry civilian. He didn't identify himself on the tape, and his clothes carry no police insignia. The man grabbed her arm and reached for her phone. Gray, standing nearby, said Wright pulled her arm to her chest to protect the phone, but the man pulled it from her grip and turned to walk away. The reporter said, "I was just surprised at how quickly it escalated. There was no effort to try to figure out who we were or what we were doing. It was just immediately going for the phone." Wright said she tried to get her phone back, and Gray said there was a brief struggle with Wright reaching from behind the man and pulling on the tail of his shirt. Officers at the scene told Wright she was interfering with the police. Later, police allege she jumped on his back. Wright, who had been wearing press credentials, not that they gave her any more legal right to record in public.
I mean, I kind of feel like, though, if somebody steals, a piece of property from you, like iPhones, a new iPhone is $500.
Yeah.
It's felony, first of all. Felony territory. But, I mean, somebody who, an ordinary citizen, I mean, that's a reason for someone to catch a beating.
Somebody could steal that type of
property from somebody. I mean, and if it's a normal person, not a cop, and cop not identifying, I mean, that's somebody who's liable to get punched in the head. you know, under normal circumstances.
Well, it happened in Virginia. They had a situation where these ABC police, yeah, I know, sounds like a joke. It's not. It's the Alcohol Beverage Commission police go after this gal who's got some sparkling, 12-pack of sparkling water, and they're undercover. She's got no idea who they're. This gang of people come up sort of like, you know, going after her. She tries to get away in her car. They're trying to charge her with endangering their lives. Apparently, one of them got bumped by the car.
Yeah, well, how about the story about the rapper that was drinking the, what is it, Arnold Palmer, like an iced tea?
Yeah, Arizona iced tea, and the obvious Arizona iced tea cans, too. The really obvious cans.
Yeah, so, I mean, that it's just ridiculous the way people are treated, and I'm watching the video here. You've got, yeah, dude walks up. He is definitely not wearing any kind of police uniform here. Let me see if I can get the audio on the air here. You've got the news photographer recording this. Hopefully there won't be any F-bombs.
No, turn it off.
I'm with the Detroit Free Press.
Okay.
I'm a journalist working journalist.
I don't care what you
are. Oh, wait, are you touching?
That's it.
She doesn't sound surprised by a civilian, though, doesn't she? She sounds like somebody dealing with a police officer.
He just says, turn that off, and he walks up. He's just wearing a purple shirt.
She says, I'm a journalist with the Detroit, and I don't care who you are.
That's right.
I don't know. In a situation, looking at the video, if we're going to be completely honest here, you're coming up on a police encounter. This guy's interacting with and talking with the police in the video. He's right next to them. Then he comes
over.
He
walks
to
up
her.
From the side. He walks up from elsewhere.
I just saw it.
If he doesn't have a uniform on,
he was talking to the police. He turns around and then comes up to her.
If he doesn't have a uniform on, then he's, you know, I mean, that's why they call it plain clothes.
Right. I agree. But I think, I mean, you can't approach the situation like it's just somebody randomly approaching, coming up on the street where there's no other police around. This guy's a completely, you know, there's no possibility, you know, there's no way you could even come close to assuming that he might be a police officer.
I don't know about that, Johnson.
In this case, you could possibly make a pretty reasonable assumption that he's a police officer because a normal person, a plainclothes person, they're cops right there.
Yeah, but that's
like, let me come up and steal your iPhone right in front of these police.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. However, some people get really offended by being recorded in public, and they may decide to use the police's existence on the scene to make a tissy about someone recording them.
They actually had an experience with this with not you particularly, but the folks that do the cop watching here in Keene. This has been a few years, but there's this sort of drunk jock-looking dude who decided that it was bad to for some Keeniacs to be filming police, and there's a big old encounter as the guy tries to disc camera some of the cop watchers, and
where the police actually had to step in.
Had to step in. Yeah. Now this guy was a civilian in the vicinity of police, willing to put his hands on other people in the protection of his boys in blue, and I suppose that could happen. The guy sounds like a cop, and I get where we're coming from here, but that's because we're used to this. There's no reason this lady should suspect him if he's not wearing a uniform, and frankly, with all of the crimes that are committed by people who aren't police wearing police uniforms, there's no reason you should suspect a police officer in uniform is a police officer.
That's a good point. So, right, let's see here, had been wearing press credentials, she was transported to the police station and held for more than 6 hours before she was released with no charges. So even though she grabbed the phone or tried to grab the phone back from this cop or pulled on his shirt, she's pretty lucky she didn't get charged with assault on an officer in this case. And that's probably because she is a journalist, and that usually means that more press attention is going to come against the police for messing with one of them. Now the police are ensuring an internal affairs investigation, which means that we should not inquire about the matter until we forget about it, from Carlos Miller. There has been a general counsel, an attorney for the National Press Photographers Association, sent a letter protesting the arrest to Detroit Police Chief James E. Craig, which surely will go straight into the circular file where all the rest of that stuff does. Let's go to Vincent. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Vincent.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing?
Johnson's here, too.
I don't get to talk to you very much.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't get to talk to you very much anymore. But I wanted to say something here. I found a little snippet in the newspaper from the Indianapolis Star, and it says, former IS worker gets probation. A former tax examiner complaining that he once worked with fools at the IRS was sentenced to 3 months probation on Tuesday for angling for a higher-paying job at a bank that they were auditing, and he was the lead auditor. Dennis Lerner, appearing in a federal court in Manhattan, told U.S. District Judge John Keenan that he knows he used very poor judgment. And the judge responded, "You certainly did," and called him dopey. And they put him on 3 months probation. But, you know, they're having all these hearings there on...
Stand by, Vince. We can give you more here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, bring up what what you want here at 855-450-FREE. More naughty cops coming up here, shooting your family dog, maybe, or somebody's family dog. Could be yours. There's no reason why it wouldn't be yours, at the, you know, possibly being the next one to go. We've got yet another one of those stories, plus Palm Beach Sheriff's Sergeant handcuffs a man for video recording the sheriff's building. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
And he could be a tourist.
Yep, and also if we get a chance, found a cool little article about accepting compliments, but which is something that, you know, I have some difficulty with. Let's go to Vincent, though. He's listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vincent. You were telling us about an IRS worker who, and I have to say, I got a little bit lost in your initial telling of the story. He was an IRS worker who then tried to get a job at the company that he was auditing.
Yeah, a higher-paying job at a bank that they were. He was the lead auditor. He was an auditing agent for the IRS.
Okay, and is that supposed to be a bad thing?
It doesn't sound
well,
good.
Well, yeah, because he was threatening. You know, he's probably threatening that organization that they were auditing. Unless you give me a higher-paying job.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I just thought, yeah. It was like, oh yeah, I like this company. I've been assigned to audit them, but I'd really rather work for them. But you're saying he was demanding that they give him a job, or else he was going to make the audit very difficult on them.
Oh yeah, because I mean, but they're up here holding these. They hold this hearing today, and these audit examiners say, you know, they've been saying very specifically that we don't do that kind of stuff. I mean, yes. Why do they place liens and levies on your property? You know, when they say you owe a tax.
Yeah, this is what it really comes down to. It's very difficult to, in this circumstance, if the guy applies for a job and he makes it clear he wants a job at the bank and he's auditing the bank currently. You know, what's the bank? What position is the bank left in? Obviously, they have to offer him the high-paying job. Either that or he's left begrudging the bank for not having given him the job as the lead auditor.
So what happened with this guy?
Well, he was sentenced to 3 months probation, and he was let go from his employment, the employment with the IRS.
Vince, thanks for sharing the story tonight. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. Hey, Quantum Vibe. It's a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. And her name is Nicole. She travels among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system and encounters extreme hazards of space as well as human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. You can get the first 400 strips of this popular epic story for free online if you go to quantumvibe.com. But once you've done sampling Quantum Vibe online, get the volume, this collector's trade paperback volume, Quantum Vibe Volume 1. This is the way you can support Big Head Press, which puts great science fiction, liberty-oriented comics online for free. They do it, 5 days a week? Something
That's
like
right.
that? So you can go to bigheadpress.com and get some of their other great books and comics, because Quantum Vibe is certainly not their only one. It's just one of their more recent ones. Quantum Vibe Volume 1. It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from bigheadpress.com. And if you go through Amazon, you go to our shopping page at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price, which isn't very expensive. I think it's about $11 on Amazon, and that qualifies it for free Super Saver shipping. Quantum Vibe Volume 1. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had one story for you about the police crushing photographers' rights. They had threatened a lady and then arrested her. Actually, just straight up arrested her for recording video of a stop in Detroit. But it's not just Detroit. This stuff's happening everywhere. Palm Beach County in Florida. Sergeant in the sheriff's office handcuffed a man for recording video that a sheriff's department. So he's standing outside the sheriff's department. He's recording video of a public building in a public place and apparently also on a public sidewalk. And apparently the sheriff's department didn't like that very much. They sent their sergeant out to take care of the situation. But video recording government buildings from public sidewalks completely legal and not grounds for detainment. If anything, the man committed the crime of keeping his phone in the vertical position while recording. But we'll forgive him, considering it appears to be his first video. And that's a comment on how bad videos tend to look if they're recorded vertically.
So annoying.
Sergeant Brooke Thomas Sr. begins by demanding his identification, but the man refuses on the basis that he's not committing a crime. And also, what obligation do you have to have identification if you're out on foot? Is there a law in Florida that requires you have identification on you at all times?
I don't know of a law in anywhere in the United States that you have to have identification on you, but you'd think it was the way that people react.
Unless you're driving. If you are driving a car, they do require you have identification on you. But aside from that, actually, even here in New Hampshire, if you don't have ID on you, they'll ticket you. You can go to court and show them your ID, and they'll waive the ticket.
You need licensure to drive a vehicle. You don't need identification to drive the vehicle.
Okay, but every license is an
identification.
Card.
There's no doubt about that.
The man then insists on speaking to a supervisor, but Thomas insinuates that he's the top dog. Again, he's a sergeant. They go back and forth, as we've seen so many times before, until the man agrees to allow Thomas to frisk him. Big mistake.
Well, isn't that a Terry pad? Isn't that the law?
I don't think... Well, okay, good question here, Mark. Can the police give you a Terry pat just any old time they want to? Anywhere they want to?
Anytime they come in contact with you, right?
They're certainly doing it in New York City and Philadelphia with their stop and frisks. But I don't know. I can't say. I'm not an attorney. I don't know all the details around Terry. I know it originally came from an automotive stop, as from what I understood. I believe Mr. Terry was pulled over when they, you know, so the idea is the person could be hiding something and the cop is afraid of that, and so they just need to pat them down. So Thomas then orders him against the car with his hands over his head, ordering him to spread his legs as he pats him down and even goes into the man's backpack. That's definitely not a Terry pat. Okay. That's a straight-up search.
Yeah, they can put the backpack to the side, and he can't get his machete out of it or whatever it is that he's scared of.
After the frisk, the man accuses the sergeant of frisking him illegally, but the sergeant points out the man allowed him to do so. Now, Terry Pat, you don't have to consent to. Mm-hmm. A Terry Pat's just something that they do because they claim they're scared and they don't know if you've got a weapon, and so they want to pat you down just to see if there's some sort of weapon-like bulge in your pockets. In this case, the sergeant says he consented, which goes to show you the mind games these goons play, according to Carlos Miller at photographyisnotacrime.com. Thomas continues to insist on knowing his name. The man continues to assert his right not to identify himself, even offering his first name, Chris. But that's not enough for the sergeant, who ends up handcuffing him. According to Chris's YouTube description, quote, lawful citizen is stopped and detained illegally for photographing on a public sidewalk. The citizen allows police to frisk his person for weapons in order to calm the officers. Not shown on camera is the supervisor illegally searching the backpack of the person. After the frisk, the citizen accidentally, in the heat of the moment, says he didn't allow them to frisk, but that's not the point. The video ends with a lawful citizen being handcuffed and arrested illegally. 15 minutes later, the officer lets the citizen go on his way. It's understandable, says Carlos, to be nervous in a situation like this. As you can see, law enforcement officers will lie and intimidate until you finally break down. And if that doesn't work, they will simply arrest you. But there are things you can do, or rather say, in a situation like this to change how the outcome goes. One of the big questions, if you can remember nothing else, is ask, am I being detained? We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Now, there's a lot of stuff there, and we give it all away. You get to actually control the content of freetalklive.com by submitting stories, news stories, maybe blog posts, maybe, submit a YouTube video. It could be fun, could be outrageous, could be exciting. Whatever you think is going to interest us and our listeners, you submit it, then it'll be voted on. People can vote it up or down, and you get to vote too. Go and enjoy and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, the place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com, because you want to get the name brands, that way you can trust the equipment, and you want to get them at the best prices. Nobody wants to pay more than they have to. ManVentureOutpost.com has the lowest prices I've been able to find, and, you know, they claim rock-bottom prices. The lowest prices, because I've comparison shopped every time I've gotten anything from ManVentureOutpost.com, and they've got the best prices on knives and ammunition and scopes and binoculars. And, Ian, they've got firearms now.
Wow.
So you can go over there if you're looking for, whatever you're looking for, you can get it at manventureoutpost.com, and you can get it at the best prices. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. It's manventureoutpost.com.
Palm Beach sheriffs threaten a man and then end up arresting him, then eventually letting him go 15 minutes later. after he was photographing or video recording the sheriff's office in Palm Beach. They came out there. They threatened him. He refused to give his name. The officer then asks him if he can frisk him, which, of course, if you're living in New York City or Philadelphia, the cops don't ask there. They just come right up and stop you and frisk you. And stop and frisk is a huge controversy there in New York and Philly. But I guess it hasn't gotten that bad in Palm Beach. In this case, the officer asks if he can frisk. And then when the man complains about the frisk, the officer points out that he did consent. So there are a couple of things to take away from this story. One, don't consent to searches. It just leads to more trouble.
You should always consent as long as they consent to a search, too. So you should be able to do to them
what they can do to you. That's an interesting...
You want to grab my junk? No problem, buddy. We're going scrotum for scrotum here.
That's an interesting proposal. I wonder if anyone's ever tried that.
How would I know?
Well, you got the idea from somewhere. I didn't know if you'd seen it done or
super
something like
genius.
That. Okay, so... So, yeah, that's one thing you can do, is not consent to the search. In fact, when an officer approaches you when you're on foot, now, again, I'm not a lawyer. Please, this is not legal advice. But as I understand it, now, this may not apply in Philly or New York or whatever. So, again, your mileage may vary. But generally, an officer approaching you on the street is considered a contact. They're looking to talk to you. They're looking to interview you. They're looking to get in, gather information that you voluntarily give to them. And then they'll use that information against you to arrest you and charge you with a variety of things. So you're better off not talking to them at all. Or if you feel as though you must talk to them, you can say things like, well, am I being detained?
Am I free to go?
Am I free to go? And if they say
you
you're not being...
an investigation?
Yeah, if they say you are not being detained, then you must be free to go. Well, then in that case, I'm free to go, and I'll you have a nice day now. I've got somewhere to be.
Bye-bye.
I don't have time for your questions. You don't have to be mean about it. Oh, look, officer, I appreciate that, you know, you're here and you're doing your job and all that, but I really don't have time for your questions. I've got places to be. Have a nice day. And then just walk away. And I've seen the guys from Cop Block just walk away from the police coming up and asking them questions. Just because they stop people in the movies and on television and, you know, the actors in those shows obediently stand there and ask, or rather answer every question that they're asked by the police, doesn't mean you have to do the same thing. You're under no obligation to give them answers to their questions. You don't have to show them identification unless you happen to be driving a car. Same thing applies if you're sitting in a passenger seat in the car.
I'd love to see a scene in a movie where someone says no.
Where someone stands up for themselves?
Just a scene is part of some action movie or something, you know, where somebody just goes, no.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't recall ever seeing that.
I don't think I've ever seen that, ever, in any movie. I would love to.
I think, well, I mean, if we're talking about fictional movies, yeah, I've never seen that. But then there was the Flex Your Rights video where they did kind of fictionalized scenarios.
Yeah, but I'm talking like a blockbuster.
Right, like a Hollywood blockbuster.
A movie.
Thomas, let's see. So in this story here from photographyisnotacrime.com, the sergeant, the sheriff, Brooke Thomas is his name. Thomas obviously doesn't care about the rights of this individual because he knows he won't be reprimanded from his actions in the video, even though he fully admits that he's stopping Chris for doing something completely legal, which was, of course, recording the sheriff's building. You were standing there and you were taking photographs of my building, he tells him shortly before arresting him.
He sounds like a drill sergeant from 1940. What are you doing in my building? This is not your building. When did you buy this building from the taxpayers of West Palm Beach? Who do you think you are? Officer, are you attempting to steal this building?
The one good thing that Chris did that not enough citizens do in these situations is read the names of the officers for the camera so we can at least begin to publicly shame them and glance through their Facebook page if they have one, as Thomas does, under the name Ever the Clever, and then he links to it because it's pretty, we'll put this on our Facebook page and Google Plus and Twitter so you can see it too, because that's pretty much all the resources we really have in these situations, considering anybody with any authority would rather turn a blind eye. And of course, we're just sharing two stories with you here tonight from photographyisnotacrime.com. That's the tip of the iceberg. There's no shortage of these incidents. Helen's on the line in New York listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi. Good evening.
Hey.
Hi. I called you guys, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I was telling you, like, that about good experiences with the Ithaca Police Department.
Right. I remember police officers came and got some guy who was drunk and amorous at your house.
Anything, yeah. They didn't arrest him. They drove him home, and that's fine. And he never bothered me again. So
that's good.
But so then you guys are saying you were going to look into it because you thought maybe that I had some kind of, you know, delusional, like...
No, that wasn't what we said. We said we were going to look into...
You didn't use those words. But let me tell you, last night there was we had a vigil here for Trayvon Martin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted two and a half hours in front of the courthouse here in Ithaca. And a lot of the African-American... I mean, and I work in criminal defense, and I work with the Human Services Coalition, and, you know, so I'm not... And I live in a mixed neighborhood, and I know these people. But they came up with details. People were coming up and... So I guess what I'm bringing up with you, and I don't know how if you encounter this, because I've never been to Keene, but racism and profiling with the police department, and that obviously was a topic that came up with the Trayvon Martin vigil, but this was local stuff, and they were going into details that I had not heard before, and it was very, very
disturbing.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Well, more than just angering. Yeah, I was very... And do you have many, African-Americans or Hispanics who are part of your project there in Keene? Or?
I wish we did. Unfortunately, the Liberty Movement tends to be white and male. I would like to see that change.
Well, also, Keene's demographic is 95% white.
That's true. It's better in Manchester and Nashua. There's more diversity in those two places. But still, New Hampshire is an incredibly bland place. There's not that much multiculturalism here. And I think that's one of the... Well, that's one of the worst parts about New Hampshire is that there's just not much color to go around.
That's why I laughed, is because he's using bland as an interchangeable term to mean that there's not...
A white.
Color.
It's a bunch of white people here.
It's a blank
and
canvas.
It's boring as a result
boring,
of that. But
bland and boring. Go move there. Okay.
Well, no, he's saying that Ian is engaging in a little bit of a reverse racism here by saying that, oh, this area is white, therefore it's boring, which is not necessarily true at all.
Right, it's racism in and of itself. But, you know, this is something that really happens, Helen, is that you'll have people's experience. My experience with the police has largely been very positive throughout time. Why?
Because in prison?
Yes, but the fact is, yes, that's true. But I was treated well. I was even handcuffed when I was taken away to jail for murder because I'm a pretty good looking white kid, and or at least that's the way I appear.
George Zimmerman, please.
No, I'm not Zimmerman.
There's a very interesting video I saw online recently that you can Google, which is LeVar Burton.
Oh, yeah.
Of Star Trek fame, talking about how
he
not
deals
to
with
get
stuff.
Shot by a cop while being black.
Right.
And
if
it's
you
a
get
really
pulled
interesting
over.
Tutorial.
If you get pulled, when he gets pulled over, he talks about what he does. Helen, hang on.
Panel.
I'm going to bring it back here in a moment. 855 450 free if you'd like to continue, because this is an important issue, is racial profiling and picking on people because of their race. The police do it all the time, all across the country. Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled MazurInstruments.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Joel here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Of course, as is tends to be the case, the calls start rolling in the very last moments of the show. So if you're on the line, stick with us. We will do our best to get you on the air. If you don't get on tonight, we have a seven-night-a-week show for you. So you always have another show just around the corner where you'll have plenty of chances to get your thoughts on the air here at 855-450-FREE. But what about getting your thoughts online? Maybe you've thought about launching your own blog, but have been a little hesitant because it's confusing. You know, if you're new to designing a website, you don't want to have to hire some kind of expert like Johnson who really knows his stuff, because that's going to cost you. It's going to cost you quite a bit. I don't know, Johnson, what would you charge? $30 an hour? $50? $60? Oops, you know, I'm terrible with this microphone here tonight.
You
try unmuting your mic.
Well, I can't charge anything if I can't talk now. Yeah, somewhere in that vicinity. It depends on what the kind of work, you know.
Depends on the person you're dealing with. Depends on the kind of work. But yeah, you know, $50, $60 an hour, not uncommon for web gurus. Well, what if you could have your own website that you could design yourself with easy, like, pre-produced themes you can start with, and you can tweak them out in whatever way you want to, for $8 a month?
It's pretty good.
With support 24/7. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Squarespace.com can provide that for you. I've been through their site. I've signed up for it. It's a free trial. You sign up with no credit card.
I'm going to jump in here because you know, it's funny. I'm glad you guys are finally advertising Squarespace because I love Squarespace.
Isn't it cool?
What do you like best for?
Very cool.
What do you like about best?
What do I like Squarespace best for? Because as a web developer, it makes it very easy to do customizable stuff with the Squarespace engine that they have behind there. The other thing about Squarespace is you cannot take a Squarespace site down. Just don't even try, because something that they've done with their network has made it so that essentially...
You mean it's like a hacker or something like that?
Yeah, it's like a hacker or somebody's trying to do a distributed denial of service attack or whatever, which means that, you know, you get a lot of traffic hitting a site. These things, I mean... Think of like, I mean, no, this is not really true anymore, but like the dig effect in the back of the days, or Reddit, you know, when a story gets up there, like maybe your blog gets a really popular post and suddenly you just get a massive amount of traffic.
Yeah.
Your site's not going to go down if you're on Squarespace.
Yeah, that's another important point, and we hadn't mentioned that yet when we've been talking about Squarespace, but they do have the unlimited, unlimited bandwidth.
Yep.
That's standard with their accounts.
And they're also just, if you know even a little bit of HTML and CSS, like if you're not a guru web designer, but you're kind of a basic web designer, you can do a lot. A little bit of knowledge will go a long way on Squarespace, because they've got these excellent WYSIWYG tools, what you see is what you get, kind of editors, but they also allow you to really get in behind the scenes and put...
And get into the HTML if you want to.
Yeah, and really start putting things in there and widgets. And
so whether you're an expert at the web or a total noob, Squarespace.com has something for you. And absolutely, it's affordable. Like, I was shocked when I went to their website at how affordable it was to set this up. And then when I got in there and I was tooling around with their setup, it's really easy. And the designs are professional.
Yeah, their templates are outstanding. That's, I think, one of the forefront things. If you want a basic blog, and you're going to pay for your blog, and you're going to get these fantastic templates that are going to just...
Yeah, change it up if you want. You don't like one of them, change it to a different one. It saves the old settings on the old one.
Even the out-of-stock, the out-of-the-box templates there are better than any other. I've never seen templates that are, match theirs.
You're going to love it at Squarespace.com. But if you go right now to Squarespace.com, you can sign up without any credit card information. You can just start the trial, get right into it, get editing, create something, and then once you're happy with it, and you will be, you're going to want to buy it, and you're going to get 10% off if you use our special code, which is FTL. And the number 7. So that allows you to get 10% off. And from what I understand, that even applies to the yearly rate. So if you buy the year package, you get a discount already just because you're buying the year package at once. And then you can use our code FTL7.
I have another
get 10%
thing,
more off.
Another little thing to say about Squarespace, too. I have been intending on doing this for a while, but Squarespace recently, within the past year, launched e-commerce. So
that's right. Yeah, stores.
Yeah, when you see the Free Talk Live store return.
Oh, don't tease, Johnson. Are you saying you're going to use Squarespace?
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah,
all right, absolutely. Fantastic. That's pretty exciting. So let's go back to the phones here. Helen is in Ithaca. You were talking about the police. You were shocked when you heard some of the stories from some folks at a recent event, a public kind of gathering for Trayvon Martin, speaking about racial profiling, and that was a shock for you.
Yeah, let me tell you that the sales pitch for Squarespace that you did, that was pretty good. I might even look into that. But it's better than the one you did for Keene. So,
for
but
Keene.
Anyhow.
I'm just trying to be honest here. I mean, northern New England, especially New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, these are not very diverse places.
Brattleboro, Vermont is, yeah, sure, it's got much higher level of diversity than Keene.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's interesting. I wonder why that is. But the reason to move to New Hampshire is if you love freedom, and I know people all around the world love freedom regardless of what their skin color is. But anyway, go ahead, Helen, with the remainder of your story.
I'll just quickly share a condensed version of one of the stories that were very disturbing to her. This is this woman who's speaking. She was a grandmother, but she was a very attractive African-American. I'd say she was like in her 40s, a young grandmother. She had left the mall with a one-and-a-half-year-old grandchild. And then I'm not even sure if this was a child or a grandchild who was like 5 years old. And then either one or two friends of hers. So she was leaving the mall. And so she was, while she's driving, she's singing like kids songs. And she's kind of like singing and bouncing up and down. She wasn't on a cell phone. She wasn't texting or anything. So she got pulled over by this cop. It seems like a psycho cop or something. And then, first of all, he accused that the kid, when he first stopped her, was not properly in the carrier. And then she's like, what are you talking about? Look, the child is fine. Anyhow, so she, she was not taking his, she wasn't being obedient and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, license registration. And then, like, she went to get it, and he had his hand on his gun.
That's scary.
And then she goes to get it, and he said, stop fidgeting. And she says, well, you want me to get I have to move to get it. She goes, why don't you go in on the other side? You get it yourself, okay? I don't want to disobey you, And then she told her friend, she said, call 911. She wanted to call the police station to report this tap. And then the friend was too timid. I've been in situations a couple times like this where a friend had said, do this. And they're like, oh, no. So then she did it herself. And then the cop's going, you can't call 911 on me. And she said, yes, I can. I don't care if you're the president of the United States. I can call 911. She said, I don't feel safe. I feel like my life is threatened. And then another woman was talking about how she was tased for some stupid thing.
There's never any shortage of these stories, Helen. And I'm sorry that you had to come across this. It's the truth, though.
And don't feel sorry for me. But anyhow, she's
taken
action. They pulled her away from her kids, threw her in the squad car. The lieutenant did come out. She called 911. No, she's fine. She's really strong. So, he's the guy's in trouble. The cop is in trouble. The lieutenant was on her side. The charges are going to be dropped. But, you know, she stood up to, yeah. So.
Good for her. Helen, thanks for your call tonight. What I'm sorry about is that you kind of had to, you had your illusions smashed about the police. And it happens to everybody eventually. Thanks for the call.
I haven't been a spoiled brat. I have not been illusions.
Okay, fair enough. I just know that you thought that the Ithaca cops were great, but it may turn out to be that they're just like every other cops everywhere else in the world, and they pick on people, and they hurt peaceful people, and in a lot of cases, they pick on black people more so than anybody else.
It does seem to be the case as far as the consistency goes. I was wrong, Ian. I've seen a lot more black people in Brattleboro, Vermont than I have in Keene, New Hampshire. But. And there is twice the population, which drives it all the way up to 1.1% of the population.
There's twice the population in Keene as of Brattleboro?
No, vice versa.
I thought Brattleboro was half the population of Keene.
Twice the population of black people in Brattleboro as there are in Keene.
I see what you're saying.
As a percentage of the population being 1.1%.
Gotcha. Let's go back to the phones here. And Mike in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted... It's not a racist story or anything like that. But I just wanted to tell you, a couple years back, I was in college. I was living with my mom, and a cop shows up at... showed up at the house accusing me of dealing drugs. Mm. My mom believed him, ended up kicking me out of the house, and I wasn't dealing drugs. I was living in Dryden at the time. I didn't have a car. I was working at McDonald's, and the college was right across the street. And just blatantly accused me of drugs. First, he said he didn't know I was there, and what ended up happening is she kicked me out of the house because she believed the cop. And but the story is that my best friend was taking medication out of his mom's cabinet. And I told her, and she called the cops. And because I was his best friend at the time, and they saw me hanging out with him a lot, they figured I was dealing drugs.
So even though you let the mom know about the offense, mom called the cops on her own son, and they ended up coming after you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Guilt by association.
I guess so. Thanks for your call tonight, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. And if you didn't get on tonight, call tomorrow. We'll do you then. It's freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.